Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We saw a wild session today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both shot up to new all-time highs right out of the gate. But they couldn't hold on to those gains. What happened?
It was a classic sell the news event. The catalyst was the August jobs report. And frankly, it was a huge miss. The market was expecting around 78,000 non-farm payrolls, and the number came in at a paltry 22,000. That's a big whiff.
Wow. So, bad news for the economy, but good news for the market? Is that the logic?
Exactly. A soft labor market like that basically forces the Fed's hand. The probability of a 25 basis point rate cut at the September meeting is now sitting at 100%, according to the CME FedWatch tool. The bond market confirmed it too. The two-year note yield fell to a three-year low.
100% is a strong number. But I did see some comments from Chicago Fed President Goolsbee that sounded a little hawkish. He said he hasn't made up his mind yet about a September cut.
That's a great point, and it's exactly why the market pulled back from those highs. The September cut feels locked in, but Goolsbee's comments poured a little cold water on the idea of guaranteed cuts in October and December. It introduced a sliver of doubt.
Got it. So this dynamic created some interesting splits in the market. Where did the money flow today?
Well, the rate-sensitive names loved the news. The small-cap Russell 2000 and the real estate sector were the clear winners. But on the flip side, financials and energy got hit hard. Energy was down over 2% with crude oil falling, and financials are worried that this cooling economy means weaker loan demand.
And what about the tech space? It felt like a tale of two markets there, especially in semiconductors.
It absolutely was. The big story was Broadcom, or AVGO. They had a fantastic quarter and, more importantly, announced a new large AI partner, which everyone is speculating is OpenAI. The stock ripped higher by over 9%.
You'd think that would lift the whole AI space, but it didn't.
No, it was the opposite. The market saw Broadcom's win as a direct loss for its competitors. NVIDIA dropped almost 3%, and AMD got hit even harder, down over 6.5%. It's a reminder that this is a competitive field, not a rising tide that lifts all boats.
Speaking of getting hit hard, we have to talk about Lululemon. The stock absolutely cratered today, down almost 19% to a new five-year low.
Just a complete disaster. They actually beat on earnings per share for the quarter, but the guidance was terrible. They cut their full-year forecast for the second consecutive quarter. They're seeing weakness in the U.S., rising competition, and they admitted they've missed on new product innovation. The downgrades are just flooding in.
That's a tough combination. So, with this mixed backdrop of rate cut hopes, but pockets of real weakness, where are you finding opportunities for the next session? What's on the watch list?
I'm splitting the watch list into two camps, continuation plays and anticipation setups. For continuation, these are stocks that are already showing strength in leadership. Names like ASML and TSM are on the radar, but let's look at a few with clear levels.
All right, let's hear them.
First is UUUU in the energy space. It had a strong close on big volume. I'm watching for a move through $11.60, with a potential target of $11.80. Next is HubSpot, ticker HEBS. It's a software name that's been consolidating nicely. A break above 490 could get it moving. And of course, there's Tesla, TSLA, which is showing stability after some recent volatility. A push over 352 could target 354.
So those are the names with momentum. What about the other camp, the anticipation setups?
These are the names that are coiling and building pressure for a potential move. They haven't broken out yet, but they're worth stalking. Alphabet, or Google, is one. It's showing resilience and building a nice base. A move through 234.50 could target the mid-235s.
Okay, what else is building pressure?
I'm also watching Take-Two Interactive, TTWO. The gaming sector has been quiet, but this one is edging up. A move above 241 could be the start of something. And a final one is Burlington Stores, BURL. This consumer discretionary name has seen its volume quietly picking up while the price consolidates. I'm watching for a potential breakout over $293.
Excellent. So to wrap it up, the big picture is a market that's cautiously bullish. The Fed seems ready to provide a tailwind with rate cuts, but the slowing economy is a clear headwind, as we saw with Lululemon.
That's the perfect summary. It's a selective market. Focus on leadership in tech and discretionary. Watch those continuation plays for strength and keep the anticipation setups on a tight leash. And remember, we have key inflation data with PPI and CPI on deck next week, so manage your risk.
Great insights. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep.